I'd rather have it five times. Rather have an inch of wheat in 5 weeks than have 5 inches at one time.
Don't you see? I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, you see, you feel washing away and all your new...
Well, if it all fell at one time, then in 5 weeks' time, you'd suffer for rain. Mm-hmm. If it all fell at one time. Mm-hmm. But you, if you'd get an inch at a time, you'd get a bit of it, don't you see? Mm-hmm. Well, five weeks is a long period to go without rain, don't you see? Mm-hmm. Which, that puts you at a spot. But then we ain't, and I'm glad we don't run it, because you'd be over there, you wouldn't be quite ready for it, and I just pulled out over there on you anyhow, because I was ready for it. I wouldn't be... Mm-hmm. Got the way people generally do.
What kinds of storms would you have around here?
Thunderstorms and tornadoes. Now, I have been in sight of a couple, and there has been two right over this house. I heard them, but I didn't see them. And I seen one evening. I was about 2 or 3 miles from here, and I was in a couple of miles of it, maybe. But I could sure hear it and see it. And it asked Uncle Bud, it was moving, you hear they're moving on? Mm-hmm. That thing was moving. And now I was down in Florida and went to pay the one, and he'd come right. The last damage he'd done about, it was about 100 yards of my daughter's house. Of course, it was weak there, but I'm talking, that was the last damage I could see. Well, he'd wiped out a place down there. They called it the Gibson area down at Lakeland. I went, they taken me through there to show me just what he had done. And boy, that was a big something other. And all that I ever, now what my experience with them, and I have been in sight of two. Now if it hadn't been dark, I could have seen these come over the house. And you know, people act crazy. They heard it and begin to run out looking. One but my neighbor right yonder, he hollered for her husband and said, Bill, come here. Well, tell me what this is. I hear it. It's just coming. It's just a roar right up here. By the time he got out, she saw it going. Said, don't you hear it going, you right yonder? They all run out of that other place. Mm-hmm. I even done the same thing. We had just sat down to the table in there, my daughter and her husband, my son-in-law and all. Everything had sat down but me. And my son-in-law asked, says, what is that I hear roaring? Wife says, she's kind of little, says, it's wind. Says, it don't go like no wind I ever heard. Well, I stepped out into the hall there. And when I got out into the hall, I was going to come out and see. I began to see stuff passing the door there, passing right across here. Mm-hmm. And it come, it twisted the top out of that, nope. Well, some of it hit his car, went on out, and it began to drop it. Mm-hmm. The stuff from here on out, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, but I didn't see that one, but I seen these down here, and I went in the pass of it. And it wasn't wider, and from here no wider, and we hit the other side of that road, John, at them weeds. Which I'd say that's less than 100 foot, ain't it? Mm-hmm. But I got some more news for you. It didn't leave a thing. It took everything as it come to it. Pine trees, I went through some of the timber. I had crossed between here and Donaldsonville, across the highway.